Hi, everyone, and welcome to Industry Talk, a BuilderCommunity.com podcast series where we interview executives from top vendors across the construction industry to discuss industry trends and learn about their latest products and technologies. Without further ado, let's join in on today's call.
Hey everyone, this is Sean Daly. Thanks for listening in today on Industry Talk. Today I have with me a very good friend of mine named Don Berry, who is the president and founder of Insurance Cost Reduction Services, or ICRS. Hey Don, how's it going?
Oh, hi Sean. It's going just fine, thank you.
Good, good. Well, thanks for being with us today. For those listening in today, I brought Don on the show. The reason I asked him on the show is that I have known Don in the past, and we have worked together. He's actually helped some colleagues and friends and associates of mine with their insurance. And the reason I brought Don on the show is he specializes with contractors, and he works with builders and remodelers. And what's blown me away about working with you, Don, or the people that I know that have worked with you, is that you've been able to save them, I don't know, 20 or 40 or 50%, some ungodly amount on their insurance cost. And that was always sort of an eyebrow raiser for me as to how is there all this fat in the insurance system? We all sort of suspect that. So I wanted to bring you on the show today and just give you an opportunity to talk a little bit about what you do with a little bit about insurance as it relates to contractors, and then also a little bit about what you do. So why don't we just start off, for listeners that are listening in today about, your background and how you got started in all of this.
Yes, I think our listeners will find this of real interest because we're a very unique business. Insurance Cost Reduction Services is actually a consulting firm, and we help contractors save money on insurance by giving them a renewal control system, which is far superior to anything any individual contractor can develop on their own. Sort of a hybrid of all the things we've learned over quite a few years, helping people run their renewals. It evolved from a book that we wrote called The Buyer's Guide to Business Insurance back in 1993. And as the book came out, contractors were asking us to help them take control of their renewals. So we've been doing that since then. It's worked out quite a bit better than I ever imagined. We've actually measured savings delivered of about $20 million. So I'd really urge
$20 million?
Tune in.
$20 million?
Yeah, amazingly enough, it turns out that there's a lot of opportunities to make mistakes in dealing with insurance renewals. And if you're not really minding the store, if you make even the slightest mistake, it can cost you quite a bit of money if you're a contractor.
And how many of how many of these guys are making these mistakes and costing themselves this? Is it 1 out of 10? What is it in terms of percentages?
Well, as we strive for perfection and renewal control, and we compare that to the typical contractor out there who's juggling all their other balls, we're finding that at least 9 out of 10 have plenty of room for improvement in the actions that they're taking and their level of organization, the quality of the information that they're bringing to the insurance industry, and then, of course, knowing what to do with that information once it's developed. So it turns out that it's such a complex thing, and it's so beyond what most people, and it's so uninteresting to most people, that the insurance industry finds lots of opportunities to accumulate a little bit more money than they really have to if we had an absolutely normalized marketplace with real competition happening in all cases.
Mm-hmm. So I'm just curious now, do you focus on a particular segment of contractors? Are you working with, just builders? Or are you working with remodelers and subcontractors? Or what's the range?
Well, it turns out that contractors in general have similar problems. This is really worth doing once premiums start exceeding $50,000. The kind of services that we are delivering have been reserved in the past typically for people paying $1 million and up. And so we're finding ourselves servicing that segment in between the $50,000 and the $1 million premium, delivering this sophisticated renewal control system. And so it really doesn't matter what the contractors are doing. If they have the same kind of problems as most contractors do with employees and workers' comp and general liability and, of course, all the contractual risk transfer stuff that they're dealing with, we can usually help them.
Now, just to clarify, are you selling insurance here as part of this, or what exactly is the system you're referring to?
Well, we certainly could be selling insurance, but this is not we're not the least bit interested in that. We're trying to act as buyer's advocates, and that's why we call the company Insurance Cost Reduction Services. And so we're actually helping our clients deal with their brokers. and it can take it can be at whatever level they choose. In fact, they can go all the way from just letting us educate them and giving them ideas about what they could do to improve their positioning and so on, to actually, you know, doing the whole thing for them. And so, you know, we're available to help people at whatever level they want.
So what's the typical amount of money that somebody's going to save? I mean, if somebody comes to you, you know, he's a builder, he does, let's just say, you know, he's $5 million a year, he's building however many homes that would entail, and you know, what's the typical savings that somebody like that might see after going through the system with you and working with you on their insurance policies?
Well, it's always nice to use the word typical because we can kind of average things out in that basis. Every case is different, of course. But we have ample evidence that getting involved in a client and helping them, you know, improve their posture, usually we're thinking about 9 out of 10 times, or at least 8 out of 10 times, we would expect to produce a savings in the range of 20%. We've seen as much as 50% in fewer cases, of course. But I'd say, you know, 20 to 40% is not uncommon, which just really raises eyebrows and gets everyone surprised.
Yeah, I should say, but, you know, That's huge. I mean, you know, insurance is such a huge cost area for contractors. I mean, it kills them, and we see this again and again. And you know, the contractor meetings that I go to is they're always bitching about insurance and how much it cuts into their bottom line. And as you may or may not know, you know, that's what Builder Community is about: reducing costs and really increasing profitability and success of businesses for all contractors. So that's one of the reasons I asked you on the show today, because obviously this is a huge cost center, and anything that can be done to reduce it.
Every time we take on a case, we get a bunch of information, and so we're constantly comparing and contrasting what different contractors are being told by different brokers and different sources of insurance, and we're finding the prices are all over the map. They on the liability side, they vary as much as probably 250%. And so any individual contractor who doesn't have the advantage of our broad insight could really benefit a lot by, you know, taking a look at what we're doing, reading some of our material, and, you know, informing themselves and of course availing themselves of our real-time knowledge, you know, if that turns out to be helpful to them.
So I mean, essentially what you're saying is, if I understand you correctly, is you're comparing notes between different contractors and their policies they're paying, so that you can say, well, you're paying too much, or you're paying too, well, I guess probably not too many are paying too little, but you know, you know exactly what they should be paying based on, you know, their size and such in the market.
Yeah, because you see, there's no rhyme or reason to it, and as most contractors suspect, pricing is very arbitrary and based on our sampling. And, you know, my ultimate dream would be to have the entire universe of insurance policies out there in our database so that we could help, you know, the 80% of the people that don't know, you know, what the best deals are, you know, go to where many fewer people have been able to access much lower rates. And so the question is, you know, how did they get there? And how does any individual contractor, you know, get the advantage of that? So what we're delivering here is if any individual contractor was to spend 20 years working on this, they would come to the same conclusions we have. And basically we're teaching people to build their specs out, to follow certain procedures and timing of actions to take that will greatly serve their purposes. And it keeps the insurance companies kind of on their toes, and the people that do the things that we advocate end up getting better deals than the people that don't.
Mm-hmm.
So we're pretty excited about this, actually.
Yeah,
one of the other things that I'm really excited about is that we have developed the ability to deliver these services to the average Joe, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And so while in the past it's been very, very expensive because this is really kind of complicated work, and the reason why most contractors don't do a very good job at it is because it is too complicated.
Yeah, it's like taxes, you know. Nobody wants to deal with insurance. It's pretty ugly. Right. It sounds
much so. And there's no training school for it, even if you wanted to, except now that Insurance Cost Reduction Services is online and we've got our information ready to deliver over streaming and so forth, then people are able to get up to speed much quicker.
Now, that was actually I was going to ask you about that. How, I mean, do you also provide just general educational material? I mean, do you have to pay for your service, you know, in order to get this information, or what's the deal with that? As you were mentioning educational materials.
Let me put it to you this way, Sean. Once people really get what we do, they understand that it's really a no-brainer to have us help them. And so because of that, we go to great lengths to give away a great deal of information. For example, you can go right to our website at icrs.biz. You can gain access to the book itself, The Buyer's Guide to Business Insurance, which was recently updated. And just by signing on to a web subscriber there, you'll get chapters of the book emailed to you along with additional content. And then in addition to that, as we're gleaning new insights as to what's really going on, and yeah, every time we get a case accomplished and we get some lesson from it, we try to put fresh information up on the blog. And so people that are interested in this stuff can really get up to speed quickly. And the reason why we give away all this valuable information is because they also come to realize, gee, you know, there's a possibility these guys could actually help us on a hands-on basis. So like many other operations, this certainly leads to doing business with quite a few people that really need this. Mm-hmm. But for the do-it-yourselfer, back in 93, we published the book, The Buyer's Guide to Business Insurance, and I've had people walk up to me in meetings where we're doing these little seminars to telling me that they've saved many thousands of dollars just by following the instructions in the book.
Well, now walk me through an example. I mean, if you can, you know, you don't have to use any names necessarily, change the names to protect the innocent or genericize. So just give me, pick an example, you know, of one of the cases you work with and, you know, what they've saved and what their problem was, because I think that would be of value to people listening.
Well, you're talking about the do-it-yourselfer types?
Whatever, you can pick from whatever types of cases you have. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but you say do-it-yourselfer type. I mean, are there different services involved here, or is there only just one type, or how does that work?
Oh, yeah, I really want to get this across clearly, is that, we're offering a lot of information so that people who wish to soak up the information and follow our instructions and go at it are going to benefit, no question about it. And so, and we give away that information at no charge. And so, and then at the other end of the spectrum,
how do you make money? How do you make the money doing that? You make it up in volume.
Well, happily, you know, with the modern technology, it doesn't cost us a lot to deliver that information. We've already gone to the trouble to accumulate it, and we find that it attracts clients. It develops trust. It develops understanding of what we're doing and why we're doing it, mm-hmm. and that people come to realize that actually, just like they would hire an accountant to deal with their taxes, they're actually happy to have us on board to help them deal with their annual renewal cycle.
For many contractors,
the renewal is a crisis. It happens every year, yet it's a crisis. And so what the people who are using the builders community and attending a lot of networking meetings and so on are trying to get educated so they can eliminate crisis from their life. Well, if you integrate what we're bringing to the table for contractors, we eliminate the insurance crisis. We get way out in front of the curve and take control of the thing for you. So what happens is for the people that are wanting to run it themselves, they do that, but then they gradually, many people gradually become customers of ours, and they just say, you handle it, we don't want to deal with it.
Right, just like taxes, I'm sure. I don't want to do my taxes. I hand that over to my CPA and let him deal with it. I got better things to do.
So you were asking for an example. And so, there's so many to choose from, but the ones that are just really astounding are the ones that where we have actually performed our procedure on a client back in 1993, for example, and then demonstrated like 40% premium reductions, which had us all scratching our heads wondering how that happened. And then we would just continue to perform our process year after year and try to just stay on top of renewal and follow our own methodologies. And we keep finding, ongoing opportunities for improvements and stopping price creeping from happening, stopping money from leaking out, if you will. And then we come in each renewal, the market is always different. The market's either going up or going down. And so when the market's going down, what happens is people are getting better prices, but they're not finding the bottom of the market because they don't know how good it can get. So our clients that we've been working with over the long haul, we're finding that, here's the quote that would have happened if we didn't get involved, and here's the quote that did happen because we were involved. And it's usually a good, 20% lower than the quote that would have happened without hands-on control. Mm-hmm. So we're talking about examples of people experiencing, I've had a client recently tell me that clearly we had just saved them $30,000 on workers' comp in California. The state fund had quoted this particular client at $110,000, and the broker had known that we were in the picture and had shopped all over the place and said, you know what, this is the only thing I can do. It's $110,000. I said, well, here's another quote for $70,000. Can you find something wrong with that? And he said, he threw his hands up. He goes, this is absolutely the best thing for this client. He ought to take the $70,000 and save $40,000 in that particular case.
That's amazing.
That kind of stuff is what I live for, you know, just delivering that kind of value to people that brokers just can't seem to get. For a variety of reasons, brokers can't always perform.
Mm-hmm. Well, as a percentage, that's huge. I mean, you know, 40,000 off 110, that's just astounding that those kinds of price differences. I mean, if I was shopping for a $110,000 car, I'm not going to find the same car for $70,000 somewhere. So that's kind of mind-blowing.
Well, this is why I got into this business, when I found how arbitrary pricing is, how disparate it is. I feel that the insurance industry discriminates in favor of the informed, discriminates in favor of the organized and the prepared. And so if you're anything on the other side of the spectrum, if you're not fully informed, if you're depending on only one or two people for your information, you're just simply not going to be able to do as well as you can as if you're tapped into what we're delivering.
That's great. Well, so anything else, any other news or new happenings at ICRS that you'd like to share with our listeners?
Well, you know, the one thing that we're really excited about is last July we rolled out our online system, which has spent quite a bit of money putting a system together that would enable us to deliver our services to a lot of people without any geographic limitations. It's all web-based, and so we have this track to run on, and we can pretty much plug any client into that system, and we can collaborate together right over the internet. We can deliver these services to anybody anywhere in the world, really, from anywhere in the world, to the magic of the internet. So putting that thing together was a huge project, but it's a terrific example of what can happen with the new technologies. So basically what we're doing is we're using this thing to compile about 800 variables and publish specs for our clients, and then we also have this thing all tapped into the sources for the loss runs and making sure that people are always in a position to push a button and publish specs, to push a button and to invite any broker to quote their insurance. It also goes so far as to control, to help the client control which insurance companies and brokers will be using to obtain quotes, mm-hmm. to avoid collisions out there in the marketplace. And, Sean, this is getting a little technical, and this is the kind of stuff that we either educate people on or just take care of it for them.
Right. Well, I was going to say,
really,
it's like the shoe
really
box
be
with the CPA. Is like, you know, I'm assuming that it ends up being the veritable shoebox that you hand over and say, here's all my stuff. Can you make it all sense for me?
I want to say that you have to be extremely cautious how you interact with the insurance marketplace. You have a lot of personalities involved. There, you know, behind it all, there are human beings that are, you know, deciding what the rates are going to be, and you just really have to do it right. And that's why we learn, you know, a single misstep. I've had people that have been just vehemently trying to make their pricing go down, and they have been, you know, thrashing about. And I look at them, and I really feel sorry for them because I can see how frustrated they are, and how some additional knowledge would make them a lot more peaceful and produce a much better result. But instead, you know, if they don't know what they're doing, they're going to be not only hurting themselves, but they're going to be annoying people out there in the industry that could help them. And so you just have to really know how to thread that needle, and that's what we try to teach people.
That's great. Well, it sounds like you're a real insurance angel that'll help these guys through and help them save money. And I certainly appreciate the fact that you're providing all that educational material as well. Is that, can contractors find all of that on the website you mentioned, the ICRS.biz website? Is that the only website, or is there another one?
That's right. Yeah, okay. Everything's centralized there, and including the portal into our online system. But you can get to the book through the blog site. There's a way to subscribe to the book chapters. And I think anybody that goes to the ICRS.biz site is going to find a wealth of information that will help, help get them on track.
Great. Well, Don, listen, thank you so much for being with us today on Industry Talk. I appreciate you being here, and we'll look forward to talking to you again in the future.
Well, it's always a pleasure to try to help a contractor do a little better with the insurance industry.
Thanks as always to everyone listening in today. Remember to get more audio podcasts, articles, videos, discussion groups, and other information to help you make more money in less time and have more fun doing it. Visit our website at www.buildercommunity.com. We'd also love to hear your comments, feedback, and questions. You can reach us by email at info@buildercommunity.com.